This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. AP correspondent Joshua Goodman was in the audience when the man stormed the stage and attacked the author.
At the amphitheater, there were about 2,500 people waiting to hear Salman Rushdie speak. He had just walked onto the stage, was still being introduced less than a minute before the event began, after the event began, and a man rushed from this audience up onto the stage and started punching or stabbing. It wasn't quite clear, but there was clearly some sort of blood or red liquid going in many directions. A collective sigh of shock from the audience, many of whom are here to, you know, contemplate the problems of the world, not to see them up close.
That was Joseph Goodman from Chautauqua, New York. Rushdie's condition is unclear. He'd been subject to death threats as far back as the 1980s after a publication of his novel, The Satanic Verses. He's known as a prominent spokesman for free expression and liberal causes. Once again, Rushdie's condition is as yet unclear. Taiwan's foreign minister told VOA on Friday that additional foreign delegations are more than welcome in Taipei, insisting his government will not be deterred by China's furious reaction to last week's visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In an exclusive interview with VOA, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu also criticized China's military exercises held in response to Pelosi's visit, accusing Beijing of wrecking the status quo, to use his phrase, in the Taiwan Strait. From Washington, this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he wants the immediate release of a federal warrant the FBI used to search his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The ex-president's call came hours after Attorney General Merrick Garland asked a court to unseal the warrant, an unusual step amid what Garland calls substantial public interest.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant.
Trump calls the search un-American and unwarranted. Writing on social media, he's encouraging the warrant's immediate release. While Garland gave few details about what happened, if it is released, the warrant itself could show unflattering information about Trump and FBI scrutiny of how he handled sensitive government documents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that it has taken a look at the documents, including the warrant to search Mar-a-Lago. It reports that agents removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret, which means they were meant to be available only in special government facilities. The FBI agents reportedly took around 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, a handwritten note, and the executive grant of clemency for the former President Trump's ally, Roger Stone. The United Nations is calling for immediate access to a nuclear power plant under siege that Ukraine asserts is being hit by Russian rocket fire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an address that another shelling by Russia was recorded around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Reports of heavy fighting along with artillery shelling in the area were reported on Friday. The head of the UN nuclear agency says there's a real risk of nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside the facility. The plant is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Montenegro State TV reports a man went on a shooting rampage after a family dispute, killing 11 people on the streets before being shot dead in a gun battle with police. State TV RTCG reported the 34-year-old gunman wounded another six people, including a policeman, Friday in the city center of Cetinje near the seat of the former royal government of the small Balkan nation. And once again, our top story this hour, author Salman Rushdie has been attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck while preparing to give a lecture in Western New York. His condition is as yet unclear. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.